and welcome to the Podcast of the Damned. I'm your host, Ian, and today I'm all at my lonesome. There's no one else here with me today because this is our very first ever mini-sode on the show. This is where we are going to take a very, very brief look, mainly at new releases, things that are just out into the cinema, and give you my immediate sort of thoughts, my first takeaways on them. These are movies that we still may cover in a full episode on the show at a later date, but obviously we don't have like fullness of time to sort of rethink and rewatch, and fullness of time to go and get like everything together. So that's why we're going to do these mini-sodes. They're going to be short, hopefully in the region of sort of 15 to 20 minutes, and give you just a brief overview of the movie that I have just seen. Now, these will be spoiler-free. The movie that we are covering, I am going to be covering on this episode is, of course, Scream 2022, which for most of the people who are listening to this has only been in the cinemas in the UK for one day, and I think for 2 days in the US. So there are still, if you're listening to this, maybe a huge majority of you who's not seen it yet, or don't plan on going to the theatres to see it, or hoping it's going to drop on VOD, or plan on just seeing it at a later date. So this will be a spoiler-free review. We will not be giving away the killers, we will not be giving away anyone who appears, other than those who have been confirmed. So, yes, Scream 2022, that's what we'll be covering today, but you can follow us on Twitter at Damned Podcast, or on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, just search for Podcast of the Damned. Email us at podofthedamned@gmail.com. Let us know your thoughts on Scream 2022 once you see it. I want to hear from you. Email your thoughts on Scream 2022 to podofthedamned@gmail.com. We're not going to hang around, like I say, because this is a mini-sode. We're going to get straight into it and talk about Scream.
This isn't funny, Amber.
When you like to play a game, Tara.
Doors unlocked. All doors locked. Doors unlocked.
Happening.
Three attacks so far. Do you have a gun?
I'm Sydney Prescott. Of course I have a gun.
Something about this one just feels different.
Samantha?
I know who you are.
I've been through this a lot.
This is your life now, which means that whoever this is gonna keep coming for you. You ready for this? Never.
Oh, stop! Wait.
There's certain rules to surviving.
The attacks were all on people related to the original killers.
Whatever his link is to our past, it's pulled us all back here.
And I won't sleep until he's in the ground.
So this movie was released in 2022, was directed by Matt Bettinelli-Ulpin and Tyler Gillet, I don't know, my apologies, and stars Neve Campbell, Courtney Cox, and David Arquette. The IMDb plot is as follows. 25 years after the original series of murders in Woodsboro, a new ghost face emerges and Sydney Prescott must return to uncover the truth. Now, For anyone who has listened to me doing sort of any kind of podcasting over the past couple of years, you'll know that Scream is actually generally pretty low on my list of franchises. You know, when you talk about the big sort of horror franchises, you know, your Halloweens and your Nightmare on Elm Streets and your Friday the 13th, Texas Chainsaw Massacres, Child's Play, you know, all those sorts of things, Scream doesn't really rank particularly highly with me. You know, I like and appreciate the original. I do. And, you know, we covered the original on the main show a number of weeks ago now. And I think it's only just, if I remember correctly, sitting in our top 10 just... let me just bring that up. Yeah, it's currently sitting in 10th place of the 25 movies that we've covered so far, you know. So whilst we think it's good, we don't think it's like the most amazing thing in the world. We appreciate what it did for the genre at the time, you know. Scream is often credited with giving the horror genre a bit of a shot in the arm in the mid-90s when, you know, maybe it wasn't doing quite so well. So, you know, we do have to respect it for that. But... for some unknown reason, because I do not like any of the Scream sequels, I could probably just about tolerate 2, and then 3 and 4, for me, can just get into the bin. And for some reason, I got really excited about Scream, this one, coming out. And I think what it was, because I was talking about this after we were coming out of the cinema, and... it was the same thing sort of like with the Halloween movies. And now you guys will also know that Halloween's like my favourite thing on this earth. And I think now in the sort of 20s, we're in 2022 now. So I think we've almost in general got this sort of opinion of it's been 40 years, it's been 30 years, 25 years, whatever. You know, it's 2022. We've learned how to make these movies good by now. And if anything, I think what Halloween 2018 for me really sort of backed that up, because I think that's a great film for the Halloween franchise, you know. And Halloween Kills really should have been the warning sign for me that actually, even after all this time, people still haven't really figured out how to do these things and do them well. Scream is in that ilk for me. This is just, for me, going to be another one of those sequels that I'm really not in any hurry to rewatch again. Now, don't get me wrong, it absolutely still has the camp factor. It's still fun from the original. That's all there. It still has all the tropes. But the problem for me with the Scream sequels is it acknowledges in the first movie that these are tropes. You know, the I'll be right backs and the fake out. Don't get me started on how many fake openings of fridges and cupboards are actually in this movie. And then no one's behind them, because it happens all the fucking time in this film. But the tropes are pointed out. They were tropes when Scream, the original, came out. And we are still banging on these tropes 25 years later. And it feels tired and repetitive to me. It really, really does. I think, you know... obviously, that's what Scream is, but I don't think anyone would be too upset if Scream started to move away with that. I was hoping that what we were going to get is almost what like Halloween and Halloween Kills tried, was that we were going to get this super, super brutal version of Ghostface. And we kind of did. There is some, you know, really sort of brutal scenes, but, you know, Halloween Kills specifically, and I'm only comparing it to that one because those are probably the, like, in terms of genre sequels that have come out, and they're you know, quite close in proximity to each other in terms of time. But, you know, that really tried to push the boat out and being brutal. And no matter what you think about Halloween Kills, whether you think it's a good movie or a bad movie, you cannot come out of that movie and say, you know what, they fucking went for it though with the kills. And here in Scream, I feel like they did try to do that a little bit, but I think they were a little bit less successful. There are some brutal kills, there's some moments where you're like, oh, there's one death scene in particular, which obviously, you know, I'm not going to get into, I'm not going to reveal who dies and who doesn't die, but there's one death scene in particular where the knife gets sort of pulled up through the torso, and that's probably one of the most brutal kills. But I give it credit for that. There's moments of levity in this movie, which you come to expect from a Scream film, and I think they were pretty well done as well. So I'm going to give it credit for those two things. However, for me, the negatives far outweigh the positives in this film. For number one, I think the pacing of this film is absolutely all over the place. Within the first 20 minutes of this movie, you've had three separate ghost face attack scenes. And, you know, this movie's an hour and 54, so this isn't a short movie. It's not a long one either, but, you know, you're still there for a bit of time. So to have three attacks, you're almost sort of, it almost bored me after 20 minutes, because I thought, we're either going to get this for the entire film, where it's just attack after attack after attack after attack after attack, with very few moments in between, or we're going to have nothing for like a really, really long time. And I feel very much like we got all these attacks in the opening, then we got a huge section of lull. There was a couple of attacks in the middle, but then everything again happened at the end. So it felt very awesome. It felt like really fast, really slow, really fast, really slow, really fast. You know, the pacing was a little bit off for me. So yeah, not a fan of that. Another thing that I really disliked about this movie was the fact that there was virtually no likable characters. Obviously, you know, you come in and you've got Sidney Prescott, you've got Gil Weathers, you've got Dewey, and you like those characters, and regardless of how I feel about the sequels, I do like those characters. Those are our legacy characters, as they get referred to in this movie. So we like them, but the focus isn't really about them in this movie. And well, it is and it isn't. You know, we've got this sort of new cast of characters, and they've tried to link it into the original. So it's difficult, because all of these sort of new characters, I sat there and found myself just being irritated by all of them. Barring one, there was one who I was like, okay, you know what, you're amusing, I kind of like you. And shockingly, it's the new Randy character. So, you know, we do get some likable characters in here. Another thing that I have to go, though, with is just how predictable this movie is. You know, the movie itself points out various aspects of the sort of finale as it's going through. And you might not notice them, but I certainly picked up on them. And through the characters' actions, I definitely picked up on who our killers were going to be and some of the things that were going to happen in this movie. And so when those things actually came to be near the end, I just found myself rolling my eyes way, way too much. So yeah, not a big fan, to be honest with you, overall. A couple of other things. There were a couple of good jump scares in this scene, but it was super jump scare heavy. Super, super jump scare heavy. And I wasn't a particular fan of that. I didn't really feel like there was much creativity as well. And I guess, like, how much creativity can you have? It's a guy with a knife. But, you know, I think Michael Myers still comes up with some creative kills. Why can't Ghostface? So, yeah, like, it's difficult to say. There's certain aspects of it that's difficult to put my finger on. I still like, you know, Courtney Cox in this. I still like David Arquette in this. I still like Neve Campbell in this. But there's not, for me, much else to like. And, you know, they obviously much like... And then, oh yeah, that's the other thing, sorry, I wanted to mention. There were so many scenes that were almost shot for shot. And they went for this. Like, this was a purposeful creative choice. But they pretty much recreated certain aspects of the first movie and just did it again. And that didn't really land for me. I've seen loads of people on social media, and this does seem to be really dividing opinion on social media. There are people that, you know, this seems to be a love it or hate it film. And so, having said that, I'm not sure I fully hate it. Like I said, there are a couple of aspects of it I do like, but I'm definitely edging towards that camp over the Lovett side. There are people out there who love it who say, yeah, you know what, that's a great tribute to the, this great tributes to the originals, and all those sorts of things. For me, it felt lazy. It really did feel lazy that we were just rehashing so much from the original film. There's some odd creative choices as well about characters and whether or not they're good or bad. But I'm not going to say too much more because I'll start treading into spoiler territory. I don't think I've given too much away. I don't think I've given anything away. I'm going to listen to this back to make sure I haven't given anything away before I release it. Don't worry, guys. But yeah, for me, it's a swing and a miss for the Scream 2022, and I left the cinema feeling really disappointed, and by the time the final credits rolled, I was really just waiting to get out of there. It really, you know what, like, before the cinema starts, they go on, there's a little scene where Ghostface is telling us not to spoil anything, and obviously, like I say, we're not going to spoil anything, we're not those guys, but, you know, I thought that was quite nice. And then at the very end, before the credits roll, it flashes up for Wes, which I think you'll have seen if you're on the socials. You'll have seen a lot of the people who were involved in this film posting, you know, hashtag for Wes and posting things about the spoilers. I'm not, like, obviously I can't speak for Wes Craven, but I do not think that this is a good tribute to Wes Craven's original. So, but that's just, but again, you know, that's just my opinion. You know, not you don't have to take my opinion. I want you to go and form your own opinion. Go watch the movie. You know, I will hardly ever recommend someone not checking out a movie. I think the only time I've ever done that was recently on Attack of the Herbals. But I will never ever recommend for you to not check out a movie. Go check out the movie. Go form your own opinions. And I hope you disagree with me. I hope you love it. You know, I hope every single time I walk into a horror film, I want to love it, regardless of whether it's a franchise I don't particularly like. I'm watching that film because I want to love it. And, you know, specifically the really bad ones, you know, they get to that so bad it's good territory because we're looking for things to love, you know. So I was disappointed. I was left kind of empty and hollow. And I have seen that opinion also being sort of, I've seen that opinion as well over sort of social medias and that from other people and ardent fans of the franchise as well. So, yeah, not a big score for me. So as it stands right now, I'm going to score this a 4 out of 10. Obviously, like I said, this is a movie that we may revisit later on in the show. So this 4 out of 10 is not really going to be an official score, but that's just sort of my initial score coming out of it is a 4 out of 10. There's some good stuff in there. There's a couple of decent kills. There's some good moments of levity. But for me, the pacing's all off. They don't strike that balance that the original had between that comedy and horror aspect. And another thing, actually, just before, the characters make some really fucking stupid decisions. And I know, again, like, this is the trope of the Scream franchise. It's all about being meta. It's all about being referential. It's all about characters saying, you know, this is the rules, but then not following the rules. But again, for me, that got like really old and tired here, especially when it comes to characters that by and large I really disliked. So yeah, 4 out of 10 for me. That's all I can really give this. Hopefully, you know, you go and love it, but it really didn't hit home for me. So with that being said, I'm going to end this little mini-sode here, this little preview episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope this is something that you would like us to do more of moving forward. It's obviously not going to be something that's happening every single week. It just depends when, you know, new films get released and if I get an opportunity to see it in a timely fashion as well. We're going to have other kinds of bonus episodes on the show as well. We're planning on bringing back, you know, things like the top 5 series. We're going to do, obviously we've got trivia challenges, but we're going to do like quizzes. We're going to do overall themes like we did with the originals versus the reboots episode. So we're going to have more bonus content coming for you guys, but it's not going to be every single week. Obviously, you know, I run another podcast, I've got streaming, I've got a podcast network, so you know, it's when, as and when we can sort of fit it in. But Yeah, anyways, if you'd like to follow us on social media, it's on Twitter at Damned Podcast. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, Podcast of the Damned. Email us your thoughts on Scream 2022, podofthedamned@gmail.com. Email us at podofthedamned@gmail.com. As we said, next week we'll be releasing our regular episode on Tuesday, covering the special with very, very special guest B. Harrison Smith, who directed the movie. It was a really fantastic interview that we did with him, and I highly, highly recommend you check out that episode because we got into all sorts. We got into the movie, but we also went on so many tangents and talked about COVID and a whole host of other things, social media and the state of the media and all that sort of stuff. It all got discussed, so really check that interview out. That comes out on Tuesday. We're reviewing the special with the director of the special, B. Harrison Smith, so check that out. But thank you so much to everyone for listening. I really, really appreciate you and all your downloads. And until next week, you all stay spooky out there.